This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I don't know how many of you watched a moving drama series recently called Anne, which centred around a lady called Anne Williams, who alongside other bereaved relatives fought incessantly for justice for the 96 people who died following a fatal human crush at the Hillsborough Football Stadium in 1989. The song You'll Never Walk Alone featured in one of its episodes. When I heard that song sung again by so many Liverpool supporters, it sent shivers down my spine. It brought to mind the vivid news images of that awful time. That song, You'll Never Walk Alone, has inspired and brought comfort to many people since then. It was a song written for the musical Carousel by Rodgers and Hammerstein to convey a sense of hope and encouragement following the death of its main character. The song itself also became the Liverpool Football Club anthem following the chart success of a 1963 single recorded by Gerry and the Pacemakers. More recently, it also became the anthem of support for medical staff, first responders and those in quarantine once the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. There aren't many songs today which have such an anointing upon them. Very few seem to really touch the heart like this one does. In today's reading, we find that Jesus claims to be anointed, that is, specially tasked by God, to bring hope and encouragement to our world and transform lives. Word has got round that he has been teaching with a great deal of success in the region of Galilee at the beginning of his ministry, and many people are eager to hear what he has to say. In the synagogue in his own hometown of Nazareth, he reads out words from the scroll which sound like a political manifesto, words written hundreds of years before by the prophet Isaiah. But then he amazes the people by claiming to be the fulfillment of these prophetic words, someone anointed by God. But first let's listen to a song called Holy Spirit, Living Breath of God, sung here by Stuart Townend. And may God's Holy Spirit breathe new life into us all today as we listen in.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into this willing soul. Your word to come alive in me.
Here is that reading from Luke chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 14. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus' message was to get louder and stronger from this time on. Here's Matt Redman with a song called Louder. In it, he too speaks of walking through a storm, just like our first song today, and he encourages us as Jesus followers to be courageous as we share our faith with others and to put to one side our timidity, our fears and reservations. The greater the storm, the larger the pitfalls, the louder our song must become. "Lift your voices," he sings, "and let your praise be glorious."
There's a song that cannot be contained. There's a shout that breaks through every chain. God, we won't be silent. There's a faith that rises through the flames. There's a joy that chases the dark away. God, we won't be silent. And the greater the storm, the louder our song. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious, glorious. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious. There's a faith that rises through the flames. There's a joy that chases the dark away. God, we won't be silent. And the greater the storm, the louder our song. Yeah, the greater the storm, the louder our song. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious, glorious. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious. We'll never stop singing. We'll never stop singing. We'll never stop singing. We'll never stop singing. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious, glorious. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious. Lift our voices, make your praise so glorious, glorious. We lift our voices, make your praise so glorious.
strong words. Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. This was what Jesus said as he sat down. At first there was no reaction to what he said. After all, rumours that he might well be the Messiah had already reached them, and they seemed pleased to welcome him. According to what follows, though, it seems that his listeners wanted some kind of sign of a miracle from him, as proof of the claim he was making. Was he God's anointed one, or was he not? But then, on the other hand, wasn't he the local lad, Joseph's son, whose wife's virtue had been in question at his birth? Could he seriously be the one they'd all been waiting for? But when Jesus didn't produce any sign, but went on to teach them about miracles in the past, where God had blessed Gentiles, those who are not Jews, rather than the Jews themselves, they became furious, for they believed they alone were God's chosen people. It followed that he must be an impostor. Hence Jesus' comment to them, "No prophet is accepted in his hometown." Might our reaction of anger today be similar? Haven't religious people throughout history often silenced those who challenged what they believe? Yet God has often spoken through such people, such visionaries, free thinkers and scientists. I'm not sure who it was who once said, "Jesus comforted the afflicted and afflicted the comfortable," but it was certainly true here. Jesus was turning people's thinking inside out. Here's United Folk with the title, the same, Inside Out.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out. You warned it wasn't easy, it never. Call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. Are you melting us into something good? Are you molding us to be the way we should? Will our water run clear when we lay down the wood? Do we need to be inside out? You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces, pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out.
The townsfolk were then ready to march Jesus out of town in order to stone him. So furious were they with him. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way to befriend the poor and the vulnerable, to break chains which kept people imprisoned, to bandage up their wounds and open their eyes to truth and justice. He did not come to condemn people or stand in judgment over them, but to set them free. He still calls us simply to come to him and follow his way of life and imitate him. Once a person does, St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. His grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense, is a free gift to those who simply ask for it. So just picture this next song, which tells us we're saved by grace alone. It's a free gift from God. We'll never achieve such a gift by our own efforts. Here's a version of Amazing Grace, My Chains Have Gone by Chris Tomlin.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are
to those of us who do believe, but who've been going through a bad patch recently, feeling lost and alone. To all those who feel empty, lonely or spiritually dead despite having faith, we are told to keep on praying each day for God's anointing, and to keep on praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then we will no longer act or feel like victims, but be like those who are anointed with power. We will minister to others, preach good news to the poor, help the blind to see, and bring release to the oppressed ourselves, just as Jesus did. Here are some lovely words from Psalm 51 to renew us and refresh us. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Here are those words sung by Keith Green. Create in me a pure heart, O God.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Within me.
clean heart.
Oh God.
Oh God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew.
For me.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me.
When we reflect upon the history of the last 2,000 years, there have been many who have claimed to have had faith, but have been shocking examples of it. But let's not forget those whose lives have been and still are utterly dedicated to achieving Christ-like goals such as these, and who have brought the true light of Christ to many in the darkest areas of our world. Christians believe that the Holy Spirit comes to equip those who have come to believe in Jesus in order to carry on the work that he began. And by waiting upon God in prayer and acting in obedience, his Holy Spirit anoints and strengthens his followers for the task. I'd like to close our programme today with words originally penned by St. Francis of Assisi, "Make me a channel of your peace," another truly anointed song. I'll always remember singing this at an open day at Allenmouth Franciscan Friary many years ago, along with our music group United Folk, which on that particular day was all female for some reason. When we began to sing to the small crowd, all the monks who were among them walked over to us and gathered behind us to sing the song along with us. After all, it was their anthem, rather like the song which opened our programme. Their deep voices cascaded round us and boomed out that prayer to become channels of God's grace to others, wherever there's darkness or distress or despair. I don't have a recording of it, obviously, but here from Songs of Praise to end our programme today is that song. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. It's goodbye from me today, Sheila Hamill, and also from Andrew Ridgewick, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
Here is "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace." Bye for now.
Make me a channel of your peace.
To be loved as to love with all my soul.